Historical facts. The castle is well conserved and was built using different architectural styles between the 11th and 17th century. The majority of the castle has been built in Gothic and Renaissance styles. In the 15th century, the original defensive fortress was extended and transformed, turning it into the palace for the Dukes of Albuquerque. During its different building stages, masters such as Juan Guas, Hannequin of Brussels, and his son, Hannequin of Cuellar, have worked on the castle construction. Among its historical owners, the ones that stand out the most are Sir Alvaro of Luna, Castilian Contestable, and Beltran de la Cueva, who was the first Duke of Albuquerque and favorite of the King Enrique IV, as well as the successive Dukes of Albuquerque. Distinguished guests who have stayed at the castle, such as Juan I and his wife, the Queen Leonor of Aragon and Sicilia, who died in the castle, and Maria de Molina, who took refuge in the castle when her kingdom was rejecting her. The Dukes of Albuquerque lived in the castle for centuries. However, they moved to Madrid to be closer to the royal court. Thereafter, their use of the castle was solely for leisure and as a holiday palace, until they gradually abandoned the building. During the War for Independence in the 19th century, Napoleon's French soldiers used the castle as a refuge, modifying important structures. Afterwards, in 1938, a political penitentiary was established within the castle, and afterwards it was also used as a sanatorium for prisoners affected by tuberculosis. In the late 20th century, the castle was almost completely abandoned and was victim of pillage and completely spoiled. During the 70s, the Duke decided to lease the space in the castle to the government, who proceeded to make it the home of a local vocational school, which is still in use today.